There's a new call for additional protection of Denali National Park wolves that stray outside the park boundary. Wildlife scientist Gordon Haber and University of Alaska professor Rick Steiner have teamed up on a letter sent to the state's Fish and Game Commissioner requesting emergency expansion of an existing protective buffer zone on state land north and east of the park. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Gordon Haber is no stranger to Denali wolf politics. Haber's been studying Denali wolves for 43 years, logging thousands of hours observing their behavior as an independent researcher, but also advocating for their protection. He's long petitioned for an expanded buffer zone to protect wolves that move outside the park, where they can be legally hunted and trapped. Haber says he's pushing the issue again due to heavy losses last winter in the area between the Savage and Nenana rivers.
Wolves come from near and far areas of the park and go there quite deliberately to hunt. And trappers lie in wait for them there and nail them.
Haber says as many as 19 park wolves were taken in the 100-square-mile area he wants off limits to wolf hunting and trapping. Haber says wolves repopulate quickly and park wolf numbers are not declining, but that hunting and trapping pressure is deterring wolves from frequenting popular wildlife viewing areas inside the park.
This has happened in the Toklat East Fork group from losses that occurred in that same area in 2005. They changed their patterns of movement such that people are seeing them nowhere near as much along road areas as they used to.
Haber says wolf behavior is also being altered in ways less visible to the public. University of Alaska Marine Conservation Professor Rick Steiner co-wrote the letter to the state requesting expanded Denali wolf protection. A familiar voice on coastal environmental issues, Steiner says he joined Haber on the letter because of the importance of Denali wolves.
They have a lot of economic and tourist value, but also they're important to the ecosystem of the park. So the whole issue of responsible management of wildlife in Alaska comes to rest in various different corners of the state and in state policy, and here, this is a very clear one.
Steiner cites the hundreds of thousands of tourists who come to see park wildlife, including wolves, every year. Denali National Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says there was no decline in wolf viewing opportunities along the park road this past summer.
We know that right now there are over 40 wolves in the four packs that were commonly seen along the park road corridor. So at least at the time being, we know that there don't appear to be any decreased number of sightings for folks. Wildlife viewing opportunities, including wolf viewing opportunities, were pretty good.
Pfister says the Park Service is not opposed to increasing the size of the protective buffer zone on state land outside the park, but that the agency is not pushing for it.
We don't have the biological justification to do any lobbying for it because at this point in time, the park's wildlife population, including its wolf population, is strong.
The State Board of Game is in the midst of a self-mandated moratorium on dealing with Denali wolf issues, which for several years took up a lot of time at its meetings. Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says emergency action to expand the buffer zone would only be taken if the area wolf population was in danger of declining.
The future of the population would have to be of concern. There would have to be a biological concern. And it's very difficult to manage for individual animals.
Haber and Steiner want the state to ban hunting and trapping of wolves and coyotes in the expanded area on the park's northeastern edge. Haber says coyotes are included because they can be mistaken for wolves, and there's evidence that wolves are being caught in snares intended for coyotes. Wolf hunting and trapping season opens Saturday on state land outside the park. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.